We turn to section 51 in Calvin's treatment of prayer, and even though it's at the very end of the chapter on prayer, Calvin's pastoral heart comes out so beautifully in this section, encouraging us to persevere in prayer. He says that, begins the section by saying, if with minds composed to this obedience, we allow ourselves to be ruled by the laws of divine providence. I ask, what obedience is he talking about? Well, right at the end of section 50, after quoting, thy will be done, he says, by these words we subject our will to his, in order that, restrained as by a bridle, it may not presume to control God, but may make him the arbiter and director of all its entreaties. So with this obedience, and notice, with minds composed, that we're invited to pray. Our Father in heaven says, I'm the God who hears and answers prayer. Our Savior said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. But at the same time, we need to remember God's will is supreme. He has already ordained whatsoever comes to pass and is working out the eternal counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1:11. But there's also an obedience that we give to this providence, that I'm yielding to my God and Father. I'm making my petitions known, but I'm also trusting that he knows what's best for me. And therefore, when I pray, I don't pray with a demanding spirit or an impatient spirit. And this is why Calvin then goes on to say, then we shall be sure, if we're obeying this rule, submitting to God's providence, trusting his wisdom, yielding to his will, then we shall be sure that even though he does not appear, he is always present to us, and will in his own time declare how he has never had ears deaf to the prayers that in men's eyes he seems to have neglected. Now, behind this, there is a real faith in God's promises, a faith that he's the God who hears and answers prayer, and he knows what is best for us. And therefore, even though he seems not to hear, we ask him for help. Sometimes it seems like the help is a long way away. In time, he will show us that I've heard every one of your prayers. I have been working to answer every one of your prayers as I deem it best, according to my wisdom and power.